It's a very practical issue around timing of exits for Peter and me.
Yeah.
And so I'd always come here on a fixed-term contract. Probably the ideal duration of that would have been 4 years. But that would have seen me and Peter exiting at exactly the same time. So we've just managed that.
So there's a need for some sort of, you'd like to see some continuity within the organisation and its leadership as it goes forward.
Yeah, yeah, and they're already now out there looking with headhunters, deciding what the process should be for the next person.
And do you know what type of position you're going to be going for?
I'm interested in some non-exec roles, or maybe interim, or a mixture of both. It's a sort of semi-retirement for me. It's not a retirement.
Within the agricultural sector, still?
I think that's probably a fair bet for the for one, at least. I'm told that it's always easier to get another one once you're in one, but it's always easier to get the first one in an area where you've got experience.
And we've just come off the back of a very successful conference at Birmingham, which has been good. We've seen the first council meeting here today in the new building. What would you say your biggest achievement, or what achievement are you most proud of during your time as DG?
We've done a lot of work. When I came in, I could very quickly see there were some issues that needed sort of attention. So a greater membership focus, and you saw Kevin Pearce presenting yesterday on how we're going to practically deal with that. Making sure in all of the leadership that I show that the member is the focus of everything we do. Some really practical stuff around looking further out and making sure that everyone's got a clear view of where we're trying to drive the industry and the organisation. So when we do short-term sort of policy making, it's done in the context of a longer-term plan and vision. And those are the sort of things. It's been, you know, it's been a good period for me, and it's a great organisation, and I hope people would see it as successful, even if it's only 3 years. So, I'm quite pleased, and I'm looking forward to embarking on a slightly different career now.
Thank you very much.